This is GQDN for November 15th. Yep, it's Friday, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Delicious, delicious stuff. You put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off of your purchase. That covers your shipping and a little bit in your pocket too. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there, and more stuff tomorrow. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a chip that's coming back, canceled movie, along with more canceled stuff, and we finally get a Final Fantasy VII remake update? Ooh. But first we go to GamesRadar.com, because Phil Spencer did talk more. Because, well, PlayStation Lifestyle also said it too. He took a jab at PlayStation 5 Pro, and he said that, quote, "We don't need to do incremental hardware for our own benefit," end quote. So GamesRadar was talking about the new ad there yesterday, and how you could go on your Xbox via PC, smartphones, smart TVs, so on and so forth. But this time, Phil Spencer talked to Rolling Stone, and he did reaffirm about the direction that they're in, while he's trying to calm everybody down because people are worried about the consoles and whether or not they're going to make any more consoles. Well, he said about that, quote, "We'll definitely do more consoles in the future and other devices." That's what he said, end quote. Now, he also said that he is aware of the console's legacy, which is pretty big, but he also has a vision for its future. So here's what he said, quote, "It literally wasn't a box when the first launch. It was the direct Xbox. What it's grown into now is more accessibility. Xbox isn't just one device. Xbox is on your smart TV, it's on your PC, it's on your phone, and we're in the middle of that transition," end quote. But he also noted that there are some games that are bigger than the individual platforms, such as Minecraft, The Elder Scrolls, and Call of Duty. That is why they're on the other platforms. But he also talked about Sony, and he said, quote, "We think about hardware that can create unique value for our players or creators on our platform. We don't need to incremental hardware for our own benefit," end quote. But further quote, "Does a new device really give you a unique experience on screen in some way? It's less like the old days, going from the original Xbox to 360, that was standard definition to high definition. Now it's harder to show the benefits," end quote. Yep, that shot's fired to PlayStation. But just to include PlayStation Lifestyle, they are not going to grow the market with $1,000 consoles. But since he went to PC, Pure Xbox did say that the Call of Duty season is up, and because of that, the Xbox PC app was downloading very, very slowly. And a lot of people got up on Reddit. Like Pasha Bicep did say, quote, "I have 200 megabytes internet, but downloading at 30 megabytes. False Fortune did say on Reddit, quote, "I'm like 3 and I have 264 megabytes. IC Process did say, quote, "Yeah, I'm getting 10 to 30 megabytes. It must be that their servers are getting slammed with everyone trying to get to the 75 gigabytes update at the same time. Is it just me, or is that not huge for an update? I can't imagine what a GTA 6 update will be like, let alone the base game on launch day, lol." Now, Skyojack did reply to some of those quotes. I'm going to paraphrase this, quote, "First off, I just want to say that I'm truly grateful to you reaching out to try and resolve this issue. I'll be DMing you as well. I am able to repeat the issue on both my desktop PC and gaming laptops, and can repeat it on my home cable internet as well as Hotspot, which is a grandfathered truly unlimited plan from TMO. Mr. Nice Guy also said, quote, "Thank you for reaching out for the DM, and I've seen few reports for the scenario, specifically the pausing in the Xbox app and resuming the store to mitigate slow downloads, but haven't had any luck in getting any logs or an internal repo. So thank you for the willingness to help us take a closer look. So we shall see what happened. Now, WCCF Tech did say that Blizzard Entertainment is doing some hiring. Well, what could they be doing? Here's what they posted, because they're looking for an associate design director of innovation. Quote, at Blizzard, we craft genre-defining games and legendary worlds for all to share. Through unparalleled and creativity and storytelling, we create immersive universes and iconic characters that are beloved across all platforms, borders, backgrounds, and generation. We made possible by building a work environment that nourishes the artistry of game development and unleashes the aspirations of our people. As the design director of innovation, he'll be the vision holder and owner of key strategic innovations of an upcoming open world shooter game. He will stay current with the latest developments in both the indie and AAA space. David Bowie is quoted as saying, go a little bit out of your depth, and when you don't feel that your feet are quite touching the bottom, you're just about in the right place to do something exciting, unquote. The idea of innovating in the deep end excites you, balanced with the pragmatic desire to turn dreams into reality that players can get their hands on and enjoy. This role is anticipated to be the hybrid work position, with some work on-site and some work from home. The home studio for the position is Irvine, California. So what could they be doing? What could they be making? I discuss that tomorrow. What do you think, Gulvin? Now, maybe they could get some help from these people, because GameSpot did say that SteamWorld creators did announce incoming layoffs and are focusing on third-party games. Thunderful Games, which is a developer of SteamWorld series, did announce that 80 to 100 people will be laid off at the company as they reshift their focus for third-party games. That was in their press release. Now, the company did state that it's all part of restructuring. And with the layoffs, there's an unspecified number of games projects that have been officially canceled. Now, the CEO of Thunderful, Martin Walters, did say that decision did come with regret. But that's not the first time that the company has seen layoffs so far this year. Remember back in January, Thunderful cut 20% of its company staff. So here's what he said. Quote, it is regrettable to announce a second restructuring of Thunderful in less than a year, but we unfortunately see no other alternatives in order to ensure the group's long-term sustainability and resilience. The strategic move towards publishing games from external partners allows us to reduce fixed cost, increase flexibility, and better control our cash flow. We have many talented and dedicated employees, and that's with great regret that we are forced to part ways, end quote. Man, too bad they weren't working on this, though. WCCF Tech did say the Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 3 story and concept has now been completed, and the devs are committed to deliver an explorable map with an airship. This will be the final entry of Final Fantasy VII Remake Trilogy, and it said it will not shy away from the challenge that will be allowing players to fly freely around the map. And that was during a panel interview at G-Star 2024, and the developers were talking about the creation of the Remake Trilogy. The director, Naoki Hamaguchi, did give a small update to the next part of the series, the final part of the series, that is, and he did say that the plot for the game has been completed. The concept has been decided, and the team is now working on it. The concept is important to the game, but it has not been revealed at the current time. Now, Final Fantasy VII Remake was talked about the map. Now, Rebirth did give a really big map, and it did. But now you're going to have the Highwind airship. Keep in mind, this can be taken out, but the development team will allow players to experience the world from a higher perspective if we get that airship. So we shall see what happens with that one. Yeah, that's got me pretty excited. But GamesRadar.com was talking about Assassin's Creed Shadows, and there's a lot of things going on here, so we'll start unpacking it. Now, there was a leak that did claim that there are some details about the Battle Pass that has cosmetics for the upcoming game. That was a Reddit post on Gaming Leaks and Rumors subreddit, and that showed some different outfits, assets, and weapons, along with some cosmetics that were included with the battle pass. but they also had a look at the Animus hub, but some of the images did disappear. And one of the Reddit users did say that, quote, Ubisoft being Ubisoft has issued a DMCA takedown, end quote. Now, one of the Reddit users also claimed that they saw season one, and the season could be called Eye in the Dark, which would include 20 tiers of rewards. All of it will be free. Now, Ubisoft did previously announce that Season Pass for the Shadows had been canceled. So, what we don't know is if the Battle Pass will have rewards to it, or will there be a Battle Pass. But there was a claim that there could be, quote, partnerships in-game with Red Bull, Visa, Intel, and BAP Clothing, and Spacer, end quote. Now, there are no indication that was given of what the partnerships could be or look like and how they would fit in. So could there be a partnership with those companies? It's hard to say until there is an official announcement. But don't be surprised if that happened. No, we weren't surprised about this. Keeping with Ubisoft, the Splinter Cell movie has been officially canceled. That was reported by the direct. And the movie, well, they just couldn't get it right. Here's what the producer, Bezel Alonik, sorry about the names, did say, quote, that movie would have been awesome. Just couldn't get it right, script-wise, budget-wise, but it was going to be great. We had a million different versions of it, but it was going to be hardcore and awesome. That was one of those ones that got away, which is really sad. So they go. Now, if you want a processor, you might want to get this before it's gone again. PC Games N said that the Ryzen 7 9800 X3D is back in stock. Or back in stock. I'm sorry, not stop, but stock. But you might want to get it while it's there, because the last time it was up for sale, it was gone in a flash. Right now, Amazon has it at $480. That's the 9800, and the 7800 is $480. And they might already be gone. But the 7800 is still on sale. The 9800 one is gone. Sold out already. So we'll see if it goes back up on stock. There's only one of these, though. Hardcore Gamer said that IHOP and Xbox got together, and the Xbox Series X just turned into a blue IHOP. And that's a collaboration with Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, because that's what they have on their menu. And the Xbox team said, we'll do what we can. So they looked at the International House of Pancakes and said, we'll make a design. We'll do it. So it's blue and light blue. It's almost like paint dripping down. So if you want it, there you go. We will end today with PlayStation because, well, prepare for the sales. We're looking at Europe, yes, again. And we're saying, don't be surprised if it comes over here. Not right now, but eventually. So there's some Black Friday promotions that will run for a month. Started November 12th, goes on to December 12th, and you can look for all of that. So if you're in Europe, just to let you know, PlayStation 5 Slim, standard, €480, I'm sorry, and the sale price is €396. PlayStation 5 Slim Digital is €312. PlayStation VR 2 is €332. And PlayStation VR 2 with Horizon Call of the Mountain is $332. Tomorrow, the weekly show is up. twitch.tv/DawnForge, and you know what we're talking about then. This has been a DawnForge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.